Hey friends, welcome to Tough Cookie Talks. Before we get into today's episode, I gotta tell you about a fun new way that we can potentially work together for a limited time. Right now, we are doing lemonade calls. Lemonade calls are a limited time pop-up and they're currently available to book between December 29th, 2023 and January 9th, 2024 if you're listening to this in real time. As I mentioned, it's a way for us to work together unlike anything that I've ever offered before, and it's especially for you if you like my content and the overall vibe here. Maybe you want to connect and get some coaching, but you aren't in the market for a personal trainer or an online strength training program at the moment. I know that not everyone wants lemonade made out of their lemons, but maybe you do. Lemonade calls are for you if you're an action-oriented person. One thing about me is that I am resourceful as fuck. So if you tell me something can't be done, I'm going to come up with 20 different ways that it can be. My natural tendency is to find the silver lining in situations, but let's be clear, I'm not bringing toxic positivity to your coaching calls. So I'm here to hold space for whatever lemony shit you want to bring me, and we're going to figure out a game plan to make it less shitty together. If you want to sign up for one, go to the link in the show notes and book your lemonade call today. Welcome to Tough Cookie Talks. I'm your host, Jenna Josephowski, but you can call me Jenna J. I'm a semi-retired professional dancer, dance teacher, and yoga teacher turned certified personal trainer and kettlebell instructor who helps active women learn to lift and get strong with equal parts challenge and compassion. After years of working in the fitness industry, I got sick and tired of watching people, including myself, run themselves into the ground trying to uphold the narrow-minded image of what our culture sees as healthy and fit. But instead of giving it all up, I decided that I'd rather change the game. Call out the BS, extract the good, and help others learn to use movement as a way to build themselves up rather than tear themselves down. On this podcast, we'll explore the intersection of fitness and anti-diet culture and all the gray areas in between. We'll let go of shoulds and judgment and dig into tough conversations with curiosity. Things get pretty spicy around here, so grab your headphones and let's do this. Hey friends, welcome to the season finale of season two of Tough Cookie Talks. We are here, and if I'm being honest, I am real ready to kind of wrap this up and tie a tight little bow on it and take a break. This is, I believe, episode number 25 of this season and episode 75 total, which is pretty cool if you're not considering all of the bonus episodes that I did, my crossovers with Christina. But yeah, it's time. If all goes according to plan, I'm dropping this episode on New Year's Day, which is a Monday. Normally, I release new episodes on Tuesdays, but I decided to say, fuck it, drop it anyway, because I felt like it, because I wanted to. And also because of this thing that I do each year, at least for the past few years, I've been doing it, the word of the year. This year, my word is going to be why. Asking why. And this is something that I've been alluding to on a lot of my episodes, whether it's a guest episode or a solo episode, but it's something that I keep coming back to. This idea of getting curious about why we do the things we do, why they matter to us, and make sure that we are not kind of defeating the purpose of why we're doing something in the first place, just because we said we would. So Tuesdays dropping new episodes seems kind of arbitrary. The reason I decided on Tuesdays was because supposedly that's a good day for people to listen to podcasts, according to, I don't know, podcast analytics or whatever. But also it was something that just helped me keep a schedule and a rhythm and hold me accountable to making sure that I posted something new for you all. I don't really need that in this case, and I don't really care. So yeah, we're dropping it on Monday. Here we are. My word of the year is why, and maybe I'll talk a little bit more about that later or on a future episode. But what I want to do today is a little bit of reflecting on what's happened this season, let you know what you can expect moving forward while I take a break before I come back for season 3, and give you some journal prompts that you can marinate on if you're one of those people who's not really buying into the whole new year, new me stuff anymore, but also you like to be intentional, you like to reflect, and the idea of just doing everything the same without asking why or without questioning what's working well and what's not, then this is going to be the episode for you. So before we get into those, let's go ahead and just recap my year on this podcast and what's been going on for me personally. I recently went back and re-listened to the first episode of this season where I was talking about my word of the year for 2023, which was space, and talking about how I was going to try to create more space in my life. With that came a number of changes this year. I moved from posting podcast episodes every week to every other week. That worked well. I changed some of the things that I was doing inside of my online group strength training program, which is now Kettlebell Social, to just create a little bit more space and flexibility for my clients, which was a really good thing. I let go and started saying no to some of the arbitrary things that I've been doing in my business that weren't really serving me or my clients. Those were the big things. I feel like I also tried my damnedest to practice a little bit more yoga, to do some more mobility work. Hit or miss. I did do some of that, maybe not as much as I'd hoped. Another story for another day. And I also feel like I got started on a lot of things or was working on a lot of things that maybe kind of fell short of my goals. And I want to talk about that and acknowledge that real quick, because this is the time of the year where you see a lot of people, and I've seen people even that I've had on this podcast or people that are like-minded to us, who are talking about like everything that they did this year and all that they accomplished. And when I look back at my year, I'm like, okay, yeah, I did some shit, maybe didn't quite get exactly where I wanted to go. But when I think back to my word of the year, space, like creating more space in my life to do less, maybe achievement wasn't necessarily the point in that case. I think a lot about the things that I've been working on for myself specifically. And this was, how do I put this? This was a challenging year for me, and yet at the same time, nothing really bad happened. I resonate a lot, and I've been trying to listen to more music this year with a song called Choreomania by Florence and the Machine. And there's this thing, it's kind of like a spoken word part at the beginning where she says something to the effect of, I'm freaking out in the middle of the street with the complete conviction of somebody who's never had anything actually bad happen to them. And that resonates with me on a very deep level. This year, I feel like I had a lot of meltdowns and also a lot of, I guess, breakthroughs about it being okay to like feel the full expression of your feelings, which is something that I think I've always kind of struggled with a little bit, especially as an Enneagram 7, but also just based on the way that I was raised, the way I grew up. I think being a dancer and a performer, there's always this level of like, the show must go on, that sort of thing. I don't know. It's been tricky. My dog got sick at the beginning of the year, diagnosed with Addison's disease, which we mostly have under control. I feel like I got sick like 9,000 times. It seems like I spent most of the year with a generic cold. Still working on that. I don't know if there is something wrong with my immune system or just the fact that my son's been in his first day of daycare. Please don't at me with a bunch of supplements and wellnessy shit. I've got this. I'm going to figure it out. Hopefully we'll get to the other side of it really soon, but there's that. I've also been working really hard to recover from some injuries. I've had this kind of chronic nagging plantar fasciitis thing that I've been starting to get to the bottom of, but it is a slow fucking process. I also, if you remember back to my episode I think it was around the spring where I was talking about my deload week and how that kind of turned out. I've been dealing with this kind of like nagging shoulder pec injury that I feel like I've finally gotten under control and started to rebuild some strength around. So that has been pretty cool. I also tried to potty train my son this year. Let me tell you, toddler mom life is next level. Next level. And potty training was something that I thought was going to be like a quick and easy, you know, 3-day thing, like the courses tell you, and it has not been. The moral of the story is I feel like I've started a lot of these different things and I've been working on them for myself, and they haven't quite gotten me to where I want to be. I think the same could be true for some of the stuff that I've been working on in my business, social media strategy with Ashantis, my social media assistant. We've been working on a lot of different stuff to get me posting more regularly, and a lot of it has worked and it's been great. And the process has been really helpful and I've gotten into some good rhythms with that. And yet I'm not quite where I want to be. You know what I mean? And I think the same could be true for a lot of things in my life and maybe in your life too. So I don't know. I just want to normalize that. I could go on and on and talk about the various things that I focused on this year and some of the things that I worked on, like finishing my deck or fixing up the deck in the backyard. That was a large portion of my summer. I revamped and rebranded my online group coaching program, which is now known as Kettlebell Social. I released this new service called Lemonade Calls, which is a pop-up. So like there's been stuff going on, but I don't know. I feel like a lot of that stuff is still in progress. You know what I mean? Anyway, that's where I'm at. I could continue to reflect on my life, but I'm not going to right now. Instead, I am going to turn it over to you and share with you some journaling prompts. So I actually created these last year and shared it as an Instagram post. I also shared it to my email list, but I think it's worth revisiting. It showed up as some of my best content for 2023. And I never recorded a podcast about it. So if you're somebody, like I mentioned, who's over the New Year, New Me BS, but also feel like New Year, same me is just a little bit boring and stale, at least that's how I feel, here are 4 journaling prompts you can use for when you're tired and you're over it, but you still kind of value personal growth because that's where I am. Anyway, here we go. What went well this year and what didn't? And with that in mind, what's repeatable? What are you already doing in some areas of your life that could be applied to others? Now's the point when you might want to press pause on this and write that down. And then we'll move on to the next. I think I'll also maybe copy paste these into the show notes. Anyway, next one. How do you want to feel this year? List a few emotions, sensations, or states of being. What behaviors would help you to feel those things more often? What do you need more of in your life? What do you want less of or not at all? How might saying no to some things make space for more yes to the things that really light you up? And then finally, are you following any arbitrary rules that are wasting your time and energy? How might letting go of rules that don't make sense for your life make your life easier? That's a big one that I am personally going to be reflecting on a lot this year and thinking of as I move into 2024. So again, I will leave all of those in the show notes. I'll also put them up on my Instagram and you can go ahead and use those. I'd love to hear from you. You can always email me, jenna@itsjennaj.com, let you know what came of that, what you made of that, and how you can use it for yourself moving forward, because my whole purpose here on this podcast is to provide you with things like that that are actually going to be helpful for your life and help you to think about things in a deeper and more meaningful way instead of just being in default mode all of the time. So that's what we've got for today. If you're wondering what you can expect from this podcast moving forward and when I'll be back, I will be honest, the answer is I'm not really sure. It depends. I'm going to definitely take some time, take a little break from recording. One of the projects that I have been working on is a private podcast feed for members of Kettlebell Social and my one-on-one personal training clients. So I'm going to be spending some of my free time recording some more content for that. I will link to how you can join that program if you like in the show notes as well. And I will be back when I am feeling inspired and good and ready, and I'm really excited for what season 3 has in store for us. I will promise you this, I am going to be posting until I come back with season 3, a little bit of a highlight reel, if you will, the best of season 2. I'll be doing repeat episodes at the very least every other week, reposting those so you can expect to see those in your podcast feed wherever you listen. I'll be highlighting some of my most popular episodes, the most downloaded ones, as well as ones that I really enjoyed that maybe didn't get enough love or airtime as they deserved and might be worth a visit for you as well. May also come back and do a couple of those crossover episodes with Christina Montalvo again. Those have always been a ton of fun, and if we feel like it, we will bring some of those back as well, either on the break or in season 3. Moral of the story is it depends on what I feel like. I think I'm definitely going to lean into continuing to create that space for myself, but also more importantly, asking why. And I encourage you to do the same. So thank you for listening to Tough Cookie Talks for season 2, or as long as you've been here. Have a great day, have a great week, and we will talk soon. Thanks again for tuning into Tough Cookie Talks. I'm so glad you're here. If you want to learn more about me and how we can work together, visit my website, itsjennaj.com, or follow and tag me on Instagram at itsjennaj. I would love to hear from you. If you liked this episode and want to hear more, make sure you click subscribe and follow along so that you don't miss a single show. Then take a moment and leave me a 5-star rating and review so that we can help this podcast and this message reach even more people. Have a great week, and we'll talk soon.